Hello everyone, my name is Israel and welcome to the first installment of my new podcast called The Status Quo, The Unseen Fight of Women in a Man's World. So, essentially the purpose of this podcast is to bring members of communities that I've engaged with and communities I've not engaged with that are willing to bring their perspective and be able to kind of interact with me on different key points and different conversational points about what it is to be a woman in a world that is predominantly, or you can say, crafted for a man, for a man's benefit, and in the eyes of a man. Basically, I will admit, as a man, bringing up this conversation, it has been an eye-opening experience, just because I have a lot of valuable, intelligent, caring, strong women in my life, and to be able to understand their point of view on a deeper level has been really, 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 there's not even quite a word that kind of captures it all, but it's just been something really, really appreciative that I want to say I'm appreciative to be able to experience this. And, you know, I want to be able to share my kind of story on what got me to kind of do this as my project for my capstone, as I am a student, a senior at Texas State that I will be graduating this December, you know, first, hopefully, thank God. But, you know, when tasked with, hey, pick a project that, you know, you want to talk about in society, or just something you want to, you know, bring light to, do maybe some research and, you know, kind of have some fun with it, my mind kind of automatically went to this kind of subject. And, you know, there's a lot of contributing factors that I think can have played a part into this. But I think the biggest one is, you know, being a son of a Hispanic mother that has essentially sacrificed majority of her adult life to her four children. So to give some context, I am the second child, you could say the first middle child. I have a sister who is older than me. I believe she's around 30 years old. I am horrible with ages, so disclaimer. Israel, myself, I am age 24. And then I have my brother, Lewis, who is age 22. Like I said, horrible with ages. And then I have my sister, who is 16, I believe. So, you know, we've all are kind of around the same age range, I guess you kind of say. We're all older than younger, for sure. But as I've gotten older, as I got older, I was able to have more meaningful, deep conversations with my mother, but also kind of revert back to the conversations we had, to the situations we experienced. You know, some experiences were not, you know, smiles and sunshines, and some of them were smiles and sunshines, but, you know, many of those situations, it would be where I would be approaching it with a lack of understanding for what it really means to be a woman, per se. So, you know, I would tell my mom, you know, just I'll say some, you know, hurtful things like, well, you don't work, you know, you don't actually go out and do a job, so, you know, you have no say in terms of like financial decisions, or my dad's or majority of the financial decision, or he's holds majority of the power. And, you know, those are, there's a lot of that's a strong opinion that I feel like is predominantly shared amongst young men, as where they equate value to financial value or financial amount. So whether, you know, it could be four of us that, you know, live in a house, but three of us work and the other person doesn't work, so we automatically equate that three of those people offer more value than the person that doesn't work. And, you know, having these conversations that I've been having, and you know, talking to these people and, you know, also being more, I would say, insightful into the people I meet and, you know, the experience I've had with other women, I get to see how that kind of perception of, that men people can have is so detrimental to the movement for women, you know, for equality, for women in different aspects, whether it's in a household, whether it's on a, you know, in the real world, on a business aspect, in a financial aspect, in a social rights aspect. There's just so many disservices that women have to face every day. And some of it can be attributed just to the lack of, you know, perspective that a lot of young men have. And I'm going to do my best on these conversations to really focus on the men's side. Cause I know it's also women that, you know, sometimes don't support women or, you know, they're also, play a role into the limiting factors that women have to face. But, obviously of those two, I think the one that carries more of a burden would be men. Just because there's so many things, so much power we have that we could advocate for the woman in our life. We could just start with that. You know, there's so many women in our lives that we say we love them, but when it comes down to the nuances and the stuff that matters in this kind of fight, we don't do it for our woman, for our mother, for our sisters, for our aunt, you know, family members, so on and so forth. So, and what world would we do it for, you know, Miss Johnson down the street who has three kids and, you know, a single mom? You know, if we can't even advocate for our own family members, our own, you know, our own people, it's extremely difficult to advocate for other women in the world that we don't have no relationship with, like the ones we have with our family. So, you know, just a quick, you know, I would say synopsis of kind of the conversations I want to have with the people that I'm going to have on here. You know, most of these are just friends that I think we've had either unique conversations about this aspect or friends that I've never had these conversations with. And you know, this point of this podcast is not to, you know, bring anyone that I want to call out or, you know, expose or anything like that. It's more just have, you know, insightful conversations with people. I value their opinions and, I value their intelligence and their ability to take context and, you know, be able to process things and kind of, you know, connect how certain things and certain opinions and thoughts can lead to certain outcomes and certain public perception and, you know, stigmas and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of a description of the people I want to have on here, or the people that I will have on here. I'm going to try to, you know, make this kind of these installments very organized. You know, there might be some wandering here and there, especially as our climate kind of changes, at least in the U.S. with, you know, the presidency that it's going to be in this November. But, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world that I want to highlight. So there might be some stuff we go off track, but, you know, that's what we're here for. And for the people that are here with me, I appreciate y'all. And I think there's going to be some good information, some good conversation that a lot of people can relate to. But ultimately, there's also going to be some information that I will have from, you know, journals, books. You know, I'm going to do my own research within a couple of sororities here in the Austin area that go to colleges in the Austin area, just to get some, you know, some input from the people that at least are closest to my age range. As you know, we are the future of this country. At least, you know, the world has a different things going on in the world that we can't control, at least from a U.S. perspective, totality, but these are going to be the people that are going to shape the next 50 years. So I really want to capture their essence on this subject. And the latest thing I kind of wanted to share was our purpose for doing it. So I kind of mentioned earlier, you know, I was kind of having those moments of where I call myself thinking about all the harsh things I said to my mom and just like the lack of understanding. And you know, now, you know, being, having different conversations with women that I've been around and involved with, I would always like to consider myself an intelligent individual and an insightful person. But to be able to see and talk to women and understand how certain things that they have to do in their life that, you know, relates to the privilege that a man has that women do not, or, you know, the challenges, or, you know, what strikes fear into them from, you know, public policy, or, you know, just men's natural actions that I don't get to, you know, experience because I'm not a man, because I'm not a woman. And, you know, most men are heterosexual. So at least in those conversations where it's about sexual experiences, men pose a lot of danger to women in those kind of situations. And, you know, going back home, I'm rambling a bit, but, you know, being able to hear her stories of my dad and, you know, the tough times they've had, and, you know, be able to see how my dad could kind of think like that, or, you know, act like that. And like I said, no one's perfect, but, you know, I think it's the due diligence as a man, and especially as a person who calls themselves a good person, to be empathetic for the people you affect, particularly in your life. So that's, you know, family, kids, wife, brother, sister, whatever it might be, to be empathetic to those people. They could be a different race, different ethnicity, different gender, different economical status, you know, there's so many from a different culture, so many things that makes us unique and different from each other. And, you know, we face different challenges, and, you know, as we learn to embrace those and help each other, I feel like that fosters a caring and, I would say, beautiful world that, you know, has been stripped away from us in many different ways. But yeah, just having this conversation with my mom, where I got to hear those things that made her so upset, and got to see her cry, that really kind of posed me with, okay, I understand what my mom's saying to a degree. I'll never fully understand it, because it's very hard to replicate that in my own life as a privilege as a man. But, you know, I can try and understand her pain, her struggles, her fears, her anxiety. And, you know, how can I be an alleviate? How can I alleviate? Oh my God, I can't say that word. I'm sorry. Alleviate those experiences with the woman I interact with. You know, can I be the man that opens the door for the woman, or, you know, walks on the other side, or looks down when they walk by me so they don't think I'm, you know, looking them up and down like a something on the grocery store, checking them out. You know, how can I make their world more comfortable where it's set up the opposite? So just a bit of an introduction, I guess you could say a pilot, into the conversations I want to have, and, you know, the ones I want to create. So thank y'all so much, and until next time, may God bless. And so thank you, everyone, for, you know, being a part of this pilot, installment one. And until next time, may God bless. And remember this: what you put into this world, it's exactly what you get out of it. So until next time, I am your host, Israel. I'll see you later.